Storybox presents Village of a Thousand Treasures by Véronique Massenon. One day, a very long time ago, in the land of the rising sun, two wicked robbers stopped at an inn. They overheard a traveller talking about an amazing village on the other side of the volcano. It was known as the Village of a Thousand Treasures. The first robber said, "Did you hear what he said? A thousand treasures. I like the sound of that." "Hee-hee," sniggered the second robber. "We'd better go and take a look." The two robbers jumped on their horses and galloped off to find the village. In the village, everything was calm and quiet. The sun shone on the slopes of the volcano, on the cherry blossom, and on the roofs of the houses. The air was full of the scent of spring. Farmers worked in the fields, and craftspeople were busy in their workshops. The village children played happily in the sunshine. When the villagers saw the two horsemen, they welcomed them warmly. But the robbers shouted, "We know you have a thousand treasures. Where are they?" The villagers looked at each other. They didn't understand. Seiji the potter asked, "What are you talking about?" Akiko the seamstress said, "We're poor people. We don't have much." Gonta the farmer added, "Just a little rice, some clay pots, and cotton clothes. That's all we own." But the robbers shouted, "Don't try to be clever. Fetch us the treasures or else." The robbers drew their swords and the villagers backed away, terrified. The children hid behind their parents. How were the villagers going to get rid of these two cruel men? Then Seiji, the potter, had a clever idea. He said, "All right, you're stronger than us. We'll take you to the thousand treasures, but they're hidden in a magic cave where you can only go at night." When the robbers heard that, they put their swords away and said, "Fine, we'll wait until night time. Ha ha! A thousand treasures are worth waiting a few hours for." To pass the time, the two robbers searched the village. Sure enough, the people had only a little rice, some clay pots, some cotton clothes, a few tools, and lots of children. The children got under the robbers' feet. "Out of the way, you little brats!" shouted the two men. "Shoo! Get lost!" Meanwhile, in the forest, Seiji the potter explained his idea, and everyone got to work. Gonta the farmer quickly wove some bamboo. Akiko the seamstress sewed together strips of white cotton. Seiji the potter mixed up some colours. About 20 of the children practiced standing on each other's shoulders to form a human pyramid. The sun was beginning to go down. They had to be quick. The sun set and turned the volcano pink, then purple, then deep blue. The robbers became impatient. When Seiji the potter arrived, they asked, "Well, are we going to this magic cave then?" Seiji told them to follow him and to be very quiet. Some of the villagers followed them into the forest. On the way, Seiji whispered, "Don't make any noise when you go inside the cave. If you wake the monster, he'll be very angry." "What monster are you talking about?" asked the robbers. "The monster of the old volcano," explained Seiji. "He sleeps in the cave and guards the treasure."
What's he like?" stuttered the robbers.
Seiji didn't reply, but the terrified look on his face said more than words ever could.
At the entrance to the cave, the two robbers drew their swords. The first one said to the second one, You go first. But the second one was scared too and said, Why don't we go in together? They walked slowly into the cave. It was very dark inside. Suddenly, a huge white figure rose up in front of them. The giant creature howled and twitched. It had a horrible face with scary horns and big teeth. The two robbers shrieked, Ah! It's the monster! Help! Let's get out of here! They ran off into the night. The robbers were soon far away. The villagers cheered. Hooray! It worked! We did it! Then out of the terrifying monster, made of painted bamboo and white cloth, came the village children. You are the thousand treasures of this village, said the parents, hugging their children tight. You are priceless treasures that nobody can ever take away from us. So that is the story of the village of a thousand treasures at the foot of the old volcano. The end.